Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you very much. Joining us, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, 1-800-531-3815. Connie Glazer is our guest, and Connie was recognized recently by Office Depot as Businesswoman of the Year, and she certainly deserves it because she's a spokesperson for Business Women's Network. She's an author of a number of books that have been translated into a dozen languages or so around the world. Many of you have seen her on television. You've heard her on radio before. She focuses on women's issues 100%, making sure that people understand how the impact, the importance that women have in the marketplace. And she's our new friend. Connie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks very much.
It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Your bestseller, Swim with the Dolphins, that was an outstanding book.
Thank you very much. Well, the whole idea that women needed to be sharks in order to be successful in business really has become very passé. When we first entered into the workplace, going back into the 70s and the 80s, that was kind of the prototype, the role model that was mm-hmm. out there for women. And a lot of women tried it, and they realized that in most cases they weren't like sharks. And if you had to pick some animal in nature really to emulate, they were a lot more like dolphins.
Right. No, I think you're right, and I think you nailed it, and that's one of the reasons it was a bestseller, because what you did with that book is you gave women the ability to just to be women, but also be business leaders.
Well, exactly, and the book encourages women to capitalize on, to build on their own inherent strengths as women, their ability to communicate. Dolphins are great team players. They are very supportive of one another. They like consensus, but on the other hand, if they've got to make a quick decision, they'll swing into action and do it themselves. They're good leaders.
Well, and you were pretty smart to use that example, too, because everybody loves a dolphin, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, who could not like a dolphin, right?
They're playful, they're graceful, but don't make the mistake. In the book, we talk about three different categories of fish in the sea.
Right.
There are the sharks, there are the dolphins, but then there are the guppies. And
that's
don't
right.
confuse the dolphin with the guppy, because the dolphin does have backbone. The dolphin can stand up and,
right.
and have the courage of her convictions to make a tough decision.
Well, you know what? A lot of people may not know. I'm sort of a wildlife amateur expert, but I love studying these things. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the only natural enemy in the sea of the shark is the dolphin.
Well, the reason is that the dolphin is so powerful, not only because of the dolphin's ability uniquely herself, but because of that team, that network.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how that plays out really beautifully in the workplace, because the shark is a solitary fish navigating the water. He's a predator looking
mm-hmm.
for prey. The dolphin, on the other hand, is very strong, but at the first sign of danger or peril, it's not just that one dolphin that's being attacked, but all of the team members, all of the web, the family, will circle around that shark as allies. Very powerful.
One of the things that dolphins do that women do is they don't let ego get in the way of their success.
Exactly. And you begin.
And guys have a challenge with that.
And they're not territorial like the sharks are also.
Mm-hmm.
The metaphor really plays out so well as you take a look at the differences between dolphins and sharks in the sea and then transition that into the workplace.
Yeah. Let's talk for just a little bit about some of the stats that are out there. My audience has heard me talk about them with many of our other women women business experts like Wilma Goldstein at the SBA and Monica
mm-hmm.
Lichtenfeld and at Office Depot,
mm-hmm.
your good friend there. And women have really made a big deal. Did you see that there was an article in Tuesday's USA Today about women-owned companies? Did you see that?
I did not see that.
One of every 11 U.S. women is now a business owner.
I have seen those stats, and numbers of women opening businesses every day, approaching 600 new businesses on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
That women are opening. It's astounding.
And folks, the here's another stat. It's a couple of years old, but many of you have heard me talk about the impact small business has on U.S. production. The U.S. gross domestic product is $11 trillion. Small business does half of that. Well, according to these are 1997 numbers, folks. Women-owned firms created a third of the U.S. gross domestic product.
And
they did over half of the approximately half of the, a little less than half, I should say, of what small business did. I think it's in the 40 percentile range. And Connie, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Connie Glazer is our guest, and she and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, you know, Sam Bodman was supposed to be with us. He's the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Commerce, and he had a little bit of an emergency. So we've got that on our schedule, but he's not going to be here in the next hour. It's going to be the next first of the next half hour is going to be the World According to Blasting Game. I've got some things I want to talk to you about, and then after that, we're going to be visiting with our friend Ron Zimke, who's got a brand new book out called Service Magic, and we're going to talk about customer service, loving up our customers, and that's coming up in the next hour. Connie Glazer is our guest right now, and she is Office Depot's Businesswoman of the Year. They selected her and gave her that honor in February, and I'm so proud of you, Connie, for that distinction. And coming from Office Depot, a company that really gets it when it comes to small business.
You said it.
That's a big honor, and
thank
I know you're
you.
Really proud of that.
I am very proud. Of all the credentials and accolades I have received, that's at the top of the list.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I know some of the other people who are part of that whole venue, and, you know, that's some pretty impressive folks down there, and not only the company, but the people who were part of that, and so that I know that was a big deal. I also want to remind the audience that you've got a new book coming out this year. Actually, it's coming out right now.
Right.
And tell us the title.
The title of the book, Jim, is What Queen Esther Knew, Business Strategies from a Biblical Sage. And it takes a look at this very powerful woman in the Bible going back 2,500 years, who started off as a poor orphan living in exile. Her parents have died. She's being raised by her uncle, and she's tapped to be queen because she's very beautiful and very comely. The story of how she comes into her own, how she stands up for what she believes in, how she assumes the mantle of leadership, and what kinds of lessons we can learn, very practical lessons, along the way.
And that's available. When is it going to be available?
It's coming out in the stores right now, and it's
okay.
Also on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com as we speak. So
they could go ahead and order it at Amazon for sure.
Absolutely.
Or any of the online bookstores, and it should be on the shelves pretty soon.
Right.
Folks, this is from a best-selling author and a longtime author of a number of different books, and so if it's coming from Connie Glazer, you know it's good stuff. So check that out when you get a chance. And you're going to be back on the show in the near future, and we're going to get into the book a little bit, right?
I really look forward to that. It's really quite remarkable, Jim. The more that I got into this ancient story, there's a reason that this information and this story has been so embedded in our psyches for over 2,000 years.
Isn't it interesting how we keep trying to find all these new things about human nature when we overlook so many things that we've known for eons?
That's the remarkable thing. And as you go back to the original text, you can even see in Esther's language. She starts off as a very young woman, and her language is kind of passive. And as she kind of comes into her own, and as she really feels her royalty, and as she begins to take on responsibility and really become a leader, her communication skills change. All of a sudden, she becomes much more imperial, much more confident. She projects credibility. She is much more persuasive. So we take a look at the book, not only the big issues like having the courage of your convictions and standing up for what you believe in and ethical behavior, but also how you can improve your communication skills. When you have to confront someone, how are you going to do it? How are you going to strategize and map out your battle plan? And remarkably, these lessons are all there from 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that women do really well that men need to could take a lesson from women about is, and I'm speaking about myself here as well, folks, it took me a long time to learn this lesson, and that is sometimes you got a chance, sometimes you got a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
Well,
and women really pick, they really get the difference there a lot sooner than guys do. I think sometimes, I know in my career, I have missed that message, and you know, just and found out too late that I only had a chance to fight. And never really had a fighting chance. And women figure that out a lot quicker than men.
Well, and I think that it takes a very high level of wisdom to be able to differentiate between the two. And then when you do have that opportunity to fight, how are you going to choose your tools and what are you going to reach for in your arsenal?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we need to be powerful. Because I have seen women who, despite their very best efforts to pick up the gauntlet and to go forward and to speak out on their behalf and to rise to the battle, sometimes just the way they might phrase something just kills their opportunity. Now, the woman at the meeting who says, I know you may think this is a dumb idea, but, you know, and then goes on to make a very good point,
right.
But all people at the table have heard is two
right.
words, dumb idea, and that kills her.
That's an excellent point. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up because, see, a guy would never say that.
No, never.
A guy's ego would never allow him to say that. You're exactly right. Women sometimes are too self-deprecating, aren't they?
Exactly. And that really is problematical because sometimes that plays out among themselves. Okay. If two women are talking and they're putting one another down, and,
right.
Oh, that's a beautiful dress. Oh, this old thing, you know, I got it at Eileen's basement.
Right.
They understand. But if a guy says to you, my, you look attractive this evening, and you go, oh, this old thing, he thinks, oh, this old thing. Why
right.
did I compliment her in the
Of course,
first
a guy
place?
Wouldn't do that either. But, you know, I heard a senior editor of a newspaper speak a few months ago, and the first thing she did was apologize profusely because she wasn't a good speaker. She went on to do a very good job, and I went up to her later, and I said, and I upbraided her about it. I said, let me tell you something. Never say that again.
Right.
I said it just like that. I said, I pointed my finger at it. I said, never say that again. I said, you're a professional.
You.
I said, you're a professional. You did a good job. You're a good speaker. And don't ever apologize for that again.
Jim, I'm proud of you. She needed to hear that message.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with our new friend, Connie Glazer, the author of the brand spanking new book, What Queen Esther Knew.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on?
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email, and I think you'll like it. If you don't, we'll give you your subscription back, and we won't bother you anymore. And don't forget the new redesign of our website. It's dynamite. I'm so proud of it, and we're getting so many nice comments from people about the new capability, and as I said before, we've only just begun. We've got so much new power to put up there that over the next 3 months or so, when we have more time to really take advantage of the new technology we've created, you're really going to be excited about what we've got coming up. Connie Glazer is our guest. She's the author of the new book, What Queen Esther Knew. She is also the Businesswoman of the Year, chosen by Office Depot this year for 2003. Connie, you have a website as well?
I do. It's www.connieglazer.com. That's G-L-A-S-E-R, like laser with a G.
Right. Connie, one of the things I'd like to talk about is the difference between men and women with regard to the way they act about themselves. Men are more likely to be to be so stuck on themselves a little bit sometimes that we think that's the aura, the image that we're supposed to project. We can't laugh at ourselves. And women sometimes are so self-deprecating that they laugh at themselves too much. And
what?
and to me, it seems to me that there needs to be a balance there. And the people who are the most effective in the marketplace that I see are the ones that have learned how to laugh at themselves at the right times without actually demeaning themselves,
without
seeming, like they're infallible.
Absolutely, Jim, and I think that you said that beautifully. We need to strike that balance. I do a lot of speeches around the country, and I find that if I can lighten up and take some pokes at myself, that it makes me more human to the audience. It helps me to build rapport, and it helps me to connect with them. But then I have to be careful that I don't put myself down either. I don't want to start off a speech saying something like, gee, I'm not sure why they called me in today to speak because I really don't have the expertise that you might expect, but I'll do the best that I can, and here we go. Because if you start off with something like that, you are already giving the audience a reason not to listen. And we've worked too hard to establish our credibility and our talents.
Absolutely.
We don't want to give it away by being self-deprecating.
Absolutely. Connie, there's so many things that we still have to talk about, and we're going to do that in future times, but what I'd like for you to do now is when did you started your business? You started in the marketplace a while back, and I'd like for you to imagine yourself at that point in time, and realize that there are lots of women listening to you right now who are where you were at that moment. What would you like to say to them?
I'd like to say that you are competent, that you are credible, and it's important that you project those characteristics to the world. We don't want to be self-deprecating. We don't want to put ourselves down. It's very important that we take the credit that we have worked so hard to earn and to deserve. So my best bit of advice is when you work hard on a project and someone compliments you and thanks you, don't say, oh, it was nothing. Don't say, I just got lucky. Just graciously smile, embrace the credit that you have been given, and say thank you.
Well said. And, you know, that happens whenever I do something like that, whenever I compliment a lady and she acts like, you know, like it's not a big deal or whatever, I say, hey, say thank you, kind sir.
Exactly.
And they open their eyes up like, wow, what did he say that to me for? You know, and I say, hey, you did a good job. Say thank you, kind sir.
Well, I'll tell you one last thing, Jim. There are a lot of women whom you might compliment, and they would say, compliment, let's say, for a project well done, and they might say, oh, it was nothing. And guess what? Too many bosses think, oh, it was nothing. So let's give her a few more of these projects to handle on her plate at the same time. She did
and
it was nothing.
And no, and not a raise.
Oh, no, because she handled it so easily with such ease.
Exactly. No question about it. Connie, this has been fun. I can tell that we're going to have a long and fruitful relationship together as a new member of our Brain Trust. The new book is called What Queen Esther Knew, folks. I know it's dynamite. And Connie Glazer is the Businesswoman of the Year, chosen by Office Depot. Connie, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Jim, it was a pleasure. Nice being on.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, sounds great.
Connie Glazer, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, men and women. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.